Tzrichin Kfiro B'Miksas V'Hoido B'Miksas. As Rami Bachomis says, but Dalit Shomrim, when they have to make a shvua to swear, it's also only in the case of a Moed B'Miksas, when they agree to hear, and the Kofa they disagree to hear. Rashi says, Tzrichin Kfiro B'Miksas V'Hoido B'Miksas. Kodim Shishchayvu Shvua, before we can make a Shomer swear to you. V'Yemnishpa B'Loi Kfiro V'Hoido, Ein Shvuoso Shal Shomer Chinim Klum. It doesn't mean anything. V'loi mechayvosai kefal. Or the Rami Ba'achoma polig ad Rabchir Bab Yosef. He argues on Rabchir Bab Yosef. Before we just said Rabchir Bab Yosef that Moed B'Miksas is only by a milva, no other place. Now Rami Ba'achoma argues, he says no, even by the Dalit Shomrim, also they're only mechayv shvua when there's a Moed B'Miksas. V'yeluhain, where are the four Shomrim? V'yeluhain, the cases are Shomachinim, if I give you something to watch for free. V'hashoyl, where you borrow something. Noisei socha, where you receive reward, pay. And v'yaseicher, where you're renting it from me. These are the four shomrim, that if a shomer says it was stolen from him or anything, so he learns that he only has to swear if they're moed b'miksas. That means in a case where I gave you two shvorim to watch. So one shor you're saying, yes, here it is. The second shor you're saying it was nignav, it was stolen. So since you're a moed b'miksas, then you have to swear. But in the case where you'd be kofer akol, he holds you'll be potter. He holds the pasuk of ki hu zeh applies not only to a milva, but even by the dalet shomrim. Omar Rava, my time of the Rami Bachama, what's the reason of Rami Bachama? Why does he say, even by the shomrim also, you only swear when there's a moed b'miksas? He says like this, shom mechinam behedik sivbei. Why is shom mechinam? The pasuk says clearly, ki hu zeh. And he doesn't know the ear of Pashia's cost of Khan. We hold Lalocha not like this. We hold, even though the Pasuk says Ki Huzeh here on the Pasha of Shemrim by a Pikodin, but the Pasuk is not talking about a Pikodin, it's talking about a Milva. But if you don't hold ear of Pashia's, then you hold no, the Pasuk is talking about by Shemrim, and even by Yeshemrim, the Pasuk says Ki Huzeh means it's like he's saying and not like he's saying. So it's only in the case where I gave you two axes to watch. And then when I ask him back from you, one you admit, here it is. And the second one you are complaining and saying, it was stolen, it was lost, you never received it. So since you're a Moed B'Miksas, and you're a Kofa, then you deny the second if, then we make you swear. That's the parasha that Shomrim, a Shomer has to swear. Now, Shomachinim Hedjiksiv, Kyuzir, Shomachacha, Yalef Nesina Nesina Mishomachinim. It says the word Nesina by both of them. Shoyel, it says v'chi yishal, it says vav, an extra vav, v'chi, vav moisav alinyin rishin. We learn out from an extra vav, then we learn out the parsha of shoyel from the parsha before of a shomer, chinam. So we learn that also, ki yuzeh applies to a shoyel. Vayit a seicher, in a place where you, where seicher, where you're renting it. So that's the machlokes. Ilaman di yomik a shomer socher, if you have loch like you're being paid, hainu shomer socher. If you hold that when you rent something and you pay to use it, you only have a luck like a shomachinim, if so, hainu shomachinim. So the kitzah by the four shomrim, here that applies the halacha of moed b'miksas. That's the way Rami Bachama learns. Now, and halacha we don't hold like this, because we hold like we learned before, that ear of Pashia's cost of Khan, the Pash of ki uzeh moed b'miksas is only by milva, not by shomrim. Now, vayta. V'yomer Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, ha'toyin tanis gane pipikodin. Again, when you're a shomer pikodin, I gave you my axe to watch, and when I say give it back to me, you say it was stolen from you. And you should know, ein chayiv ad sheyishlach b'yad. You're not chayiv. The shomer is not chayiv until he used the shor himself. Not only that he lied that it was stolen and really he has it, but it has to be yosi v'shaleich b'yad. The Rashi says. A nechayiv kefil, because that we say a toyin tainas ganef has a loch of the ganef that you have to pay kefil when we find you. That's only yad sheyishlach b'yad. So Rashi learns kodem shvua kegoin she'osav b'malocha. Again, Reuven gave you his shor to watch. You're a shomer. You're supposed to watch this shor. You have no right to use it for your own sake. It's only you watching it for somebody else. So what happened was first you took the shor and you used it for your own sake. For your own use. That's called the Shaleich Boyad. That's one Aveira. Then when the owner comes and says, give me back my shor, you say it was stolen and you swear that it was stolen. and then we find out that no, you really have it till time. That's the parasha of Toyin Tainas Ganef. You have a luck like a Ganef, and therefore you have to pay back not only the shor, but you have to pay back kefil. You have a luck like a regular Ganef that you have to pay back twice, not only once but twice. See, says the Chiddush, that we say a Toyin Tainas Ganef epikodin has a luck like a Ganef, it's only if you were first Shaleich Vayad. That first you actually took the shor and used it for your own use. My time, what's the reason? What's the pshat in Reb Chiya Reb Yosef? My time, though. The pasuk says, V'nikra of Baal HaBayit Elu Elohim. We have to bring the Baal HaBos to Bezdin. Im lo sholach yodah b'mlechas v'yeyu. If he did not use his friend's things, mechlal, it's a proof, ti sholach boyad mechayif. That when the pasuk says he's chayif, means because he was sholach boyad. We're talking about a case where he used it for himself. Like Rashi said, the nimsa rosha mekach, shenishpa l'sheka shrei sholach boyad. The shrua sheka here is that really you yourself used it, and you're swearing now that you did not use it, that just it was stolen from you. So in such a case where really you used it, and then you swore false, that you said it was stolen from you, and really you had it the whole time, that's this pasha that you become a ganef on it, and you have to pay that kefil. Still, he's turning to a ganef. You're a liar. You're making a shua sheker. The Baal HaBos says, give it back to me, and you said it was stolen from you. And really, you have it. So that's an avera. You made a shua sheker. That's a pasha that turning to a ganef. By Bikodin, you have a look like a ganef. He's only eating, but you had to do a second avera also. Not only did you swear false, but you also were first shalech bayad. Yemechladi shalech bayad mechayev. Now, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? The Visholach Boyad Askinan. That this parasha of Tzayin Tainas Ganef is talking about that first, you yourself used it for yourself. Oh, Malu Rabbi Chiya Barabo, Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yechav. Yechav said not like that. V'yoynedes al avus shonu. We're talking about this parasha, it's talking about even where you never touch the shore is still in avus, in its corral, it's still in its bed-like. So Rashi b'medes al avusa, Shalai sholach boyad shonu d'chayif kefil. He learned, no, that this pasha of Toyin Tainas Ganef b'kodem is even if the Shoyma did not touch it yet. Sam, the Baal HaBos, brought it into the Yavusa, he brought it into your corral, and you were mekabel to be a Shoymer over it. And then later, when the Baal HaBos says, give it back to me, you say it was stolen. The Baal HaBos says, swear, you swear it was stolen. And then later, we find out nothing doing, you have it. Even in such a case, you become a ganef, you have to pay back twice. Without Shlichas Yad. And this, the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rab Zeir, Rab Chiya Barabba. So Rab Zeir says back to Rab Chiya Barabba that he's the one that says you don't need a shlichas yad. Dafka b'medas al avusa kamar. Now you, is it only where it was standing by the corral where the shomer did not use it yet? Avo sholoch b'yad, but maybe in a case where the shomer took it for his own use, kona. Maybe then we say when he took it for his own use, he was kainerit, like he made like a maisa geneva then. So he's kainerit. It's like his, and he's chayim b'yainsin. Therefore, shavua lamahan yebeklum. When he swears later, the shavua means nothing, because he's not a shamer anymore. Like Rashi says, avasholach boyad kredim shavua, kona b'teres gzela. He's like a gazlin. V'shoy mechinim ein anasi, he's not a shoy mechinim anymore. Or better, v'shoy mechinim ein anasi ganev, ele betaynas ganev. So if you'll say that what he was shleich boyad first, so shlichas yad is like a maisik zela, so it belongs to you. Says so later when you swear to the owner that it was stolen from you, says shvua means nothing because really you're not a shem mechinim anymore on it. So therefore you won't be chayiv kefil. Or duma maybe no afilo I medes alavusa kamar. Maybe he only meant to say, even if he wasn't Shalech Boyad, the Shavua helps to make you into a Ganef. But who are then if you were Shalech Boyad and then you made a Shavua? It could be both is true, that even after you were Shalech Boyad, still if you swear later that it was stolen from you, and really you have it, still you're a Shamer, you have a Shamer, you come a Ganef now. So Rashi says, I duma, afilu I made a Talabuzukomer, the Kol Sheken Ki Shalech Boyad. Tabachi koi krua, that's the post is talking about, like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. That's what he meant to say. Do you argue 100% against Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef or else no? You agree to what he's saying, that if you were Shaleich Boyad, you could also have a shame ganef on it.
He's only arguing, saying that you don't bedavka have to be a shleich b'yad. Even if you weren't a shleich b'yad, also you'd be chayiv, you'd become a ganef. So that's the question. Omalei, so he answered back and said, Zuloi shematish. No, this exactly I didn't hear. But kiyotzebo shemati. Something like this I heard. Diyo merebi asi. Omerebi yechanon hato yin tainis ovat. Is somebody tainis that it was lost. Again, you were a shomer. I gave you something to watch. And now I come back and say, give it back to me. And you say, you know what happened? It got lost. Hato yin tainis ovat. Venishpa, and you swear to me that it was lost, that you're potter. Let's say you're a shayna chinam, that you're potter on Geneva v'Aveda. Then v'choza v'toyin tainas ganef. Then later I come back to you and say, listen, where is it? So this time you say, you know what happened? It wasn't lost, but it was stolen. That's what you say now. You say it was stolen. So Balabas says, no, swear to me again. Let me hear you swear now that it was stolen from you. Venishpa, and Itaka swears to this also. He swears that it was stolen also. Ubo Edim, and now Edim come and say, nothing doing. You know where this shore is? It's in his own backyard. That's where it is. This shomer still has it. So what's going to be such a case? Potter. In such a case, he's potter min hakefil. You should know the shomer does not have a loch like a ganef. He only has to return the shore once and does not have to pay back twice. My time, what's the reason? Lav, don't you tell me, mishum dekanya mishvur rishayna. Because the first shvur was tainis ovad. By tainus ovad, when you swear, you don't become a ganef, because you never said it was stolen from you. When does a shomer become a ganef? If he's toying tainus ganef, if he says back to the balabos, you know where your shor is, it was stolen from me, it was gone from me. Then if we find out it's by you, you become a ganef. But if the shomer first said it was lost, not that it was stolen from me, he just says it was lost. And let's say then Adam would come later and say, no, you have it, you're not a ganef then, because you weren't toying tainus ganef. So then, sheets, all you have to do is just return the shore. So what happened here was, first you said the shore was lost. The Baal HaBos, the owner, said, swear to me that's what happened, and you swore. So we said, now that you swore, we see the shoe is kanya, it's like it's your shore right now. Therefore, later when you say it was gone from you, and you swear, the second shvur means nothing. And Rashi says, my time alav mishum dekanya mishvur rishayna. Lischayi v'yoinsin, kid Rav Sheshes, the Yom Eliel, ha-kofi v'vikod anastam ol of gazlin, afilu b'lei shivua. It's a little bit different. Tav heiche di ishtaba, kol shrein nekuli yalma moida, alma kivu nekomu lev rishusei, ki kofa di deko kofa, v'loi mechayi v'lei kefi, you're not going to be chayi v'kefu. Alright, he wants to say, once you kofi v'vikodin, so kofi v'vikodin alone makes it that you're a gazlin on it. And who adin if you swear? But the kids, you not with the tainus ganef, with any other tainer. If you're a kaifa, a terrorist, it was ovad. In such a case, you are kaina. So we see this svara that once you're kaina, if you have a chiyav oinsim on it, then later, if you make a shivu of ganef, you do not become a ganef on it. So the same svara should apply here also. Then, if you were first shaleich boyad, if the shomer first took the shor and used it for himself. When he was Shaleich Boyad, it becomes his. He's like Kernerit Leonson. So then if he swears and says that it was stolen from him, he should be potter from Kefil. Because if you Shaleich Boyad, you Kernerit first. When you Kernerit first, then you don't have a Chiyav Ganef. So this should be a proof that when do we say Torin Tainas Ganef? Has to be Kefil, Bedavka, when he was not Shaleich Boyad first. But in the case where the Shomer was Shaleich Boyad first, that he was Kernerit first, it's like his. Once it's his, so later the shvua means nothing, because it's your own thing, you're chayiv einsin. So therefore, the shvua is not mechayiv, you to pay back kefil. So who should have a proof, if you're shleich v'yad, you'll be parted from kefil. Right, yeah, right. It's called kanya, right. You have the sword kanya le'bishusay, right. Rasha, ki kofar, di dey ko kofar, v'le mechayiv le'kefil. Right. Rasha, v'hu adin l'shleich v'yad, ki even the pshit le'frega mafkid, to come le'bishusay. And that should be the svara. If you are shaleich bayad, it's like yours. You're not chayav kefil anymore. The Gemara says back, no. Omalei loy, no. That's not the reason why you're here. You're parted from kefil. But tell you, hoyu v'yotzi dey baylim b'shvur rishon. It could be a different svara over here. Like, once you swore first that it was nevad, and with that shvur you freed yourself from the owner, so the second shvur that you're making about nigmav means nothing. That's the reason why. Like the second shvur is a shvur shavlik. You don't have to swear it. Rashi says, Loi, Hosam lav mishum de kom le bishusayu, Elohayu v'yotze shoyim zei yedei baila mishvur rishayna, shem mi bezdin, arisha nistalik mi yodam, Hoshvu achroin esula ashru adayonamu. The second shvu is not a shvu altogether. Bezdin had no right to do it to make him swear the second shvu. Because once he swore the first time that it was lost, so he's finished from the owner. So that's why if he swears the second time that it was gone out, that shvua means nothing. That's why he's not a gan if he's potter from kefil. But in our case, even though the shomer was first a shleich boyad, then he swears that it was stolen from him, and we find out exactly what happened, that he still has it, it could be he's still chayiv kefil. You don't have any proof. Itma nami, we learn like this also. Omer Rebbe Avin, Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rebbe Yochanan. Hato yin tainis aveda bepikodin. First, when you have a pikodin, you're watching something for me. I gave you my yax, and I say, where is it? And you say it was lost. V'nishpa, and you swear to me that it was lost. So you're potter, you're free. V'chaza v'toyin tainis gneva, and then later, no, the shame a second time, says, you know what, it was stolen. V'nishpa, and now again, the bezdin makes the shame a swear that it was really stolen. Oh boy, Edim, and now Edim, come potter. Yishno, he's not chayiv kefil, he's potter from kefil. Why? Since by the first shvua you made, you freed yourself from the owner, so at the second shvua means nothing. That's why you potter from kefil. But could be in our case, even though you shleich boyad first, and then you made a shvua on nignav, it could be that's still called the case of toyin tainis ganev, that the shomer becomes a ganev and has to pay kefil. Omer Rav Sheshes, ha toyin tainis ganev epikodin. Again, you're a shomer pikodin, you're watching something for me, and when I come back and say, where is it? You tell me it was stolen. Kivan shesholach boyad, if you're shaleich boyad potter, yishno you're potter from kefil. My time, what's the reason? Hochi kom rachmona, this is what the Torah says. V'nikra balabayis el holohim, the balabos brings you to Bezdin. Im lo sholach yodoy, so what, if you were not shaleich boyad, then you have to pay, then the shvua means something. Mashma sholach yodei potter, but any time that you were shaleich boyad first before the shvua, and again the svar is since you were shaleich boyad, you used it for your own use, you were like koner it, it becomes yours. Yechayim yoytzenaker gazlan on it. So then the shvua later means nothing. It can't give you a din ganef anymore, and therefore you potter from kefil. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman. Nachman said back, v'haloi sholos shvuos mashbi enoisai. Three types of a shvua do we make the shvua the shomer swear. The Rashi says, a shomer chinam hoyman ignava. You have a regular shomer chinam. Again, I gave you my ox to watch for free, and now I come and say, give it back to me. The shomer chinam answers back and says, nignava, it was stolen from me. So the Baal HaBos has the right to make the shomer swear to him three things. Three types of shvuas we make the shomer chinam swear back to the owner. Why, what are these halachas? What are the three shvuas? Shvua shaloi pashatipa. First of all, you have to make a shvua that you were not a pasheya, that you didn't leave the door open. Like if you left the door open and the ganav came and take it, you're chayiv. Ashay mechinim is chayiv on kshia. He's only potter on gneva v'aveda where he made a shmira. So first you have to swear to me that you were not negligent here and it wasn't your fault why the ganav took it. Then secondly, shvua shaloi shalachti boyad. You have to swear to me that you were not shalach boyad. You did not take it for your own use. That you didn't take it for your own use before it was stolen. Because if you were a shaleich boyad, it's in your reshus and you're a gazlan alay. And therefore, even if an oinus happened, still you'd be chayiv on gneva v'aveda. So you have to swear to me, secondly, that you were not shaleich boyad. And thirdly, shvua sheinu b'reshusi. You have to swear to me that you don't have it in your own backyard, it's not for you. These are the three shvuas. Now, my love, shvua shleishlachti boyad, dum yud shvua sheinu b'reshusi. That these two shvuas are like one another. Ma shvua sheni b'reshusi. Just like I have a right to make you swear to me that you still do not have it in your possession. Ki migle milsa. When we find out later the truth. The yisib b'reshusi, if Edim come late and tell us, listen, here it is in his backyard. The locher is chayiv. He's chayiv kefil. That's the regular case of tain tain is gana by a pekodin. That you chayiv kefil. It starts mashma af shvua. Shaloi shalachti boyad, the same type of a shvua when you swear that you did not use it for your own use first. Ki migla milsa, later when we find out the truth, the shalach boyad that you really use it for yourself, still chayiv. So you see, even in the case that you were shleich b'yad first, so what? When you make this shvua of nignevo, and we find out later that you have it, still you chayiv kefil. So you see, not like we're saying now, you see the shlichas yad does not pati you from kefil. Or Malay, he said back to him, loy, that's not the pshatim over here. Loy, I'll tell you shvua shloi shlachti b'yad, dum you the shloi pashati b'yad, that's all it means. Those two shvuas are alike. Ma shvua shloi pashati bo. Just like when you make the shvua that you were not negligent, it wasn't your fault. Kimigla milsa the pasha bo. And we find out later that you were negligent. And we find out later that really the truth was that night you left the door wide open. And therefore, if the ganav took it, you're still chayiv. But why do you chayiv? You chayiv to pay for the shor. But potter mi kefil. In such a case, pshiti you potter from kefil. Because you're not a ganav. You didn't tainas ganav. You didn't say that even though you said it was gone off, but it's the truth, it was stolen. Just you were pasheya. So for the pshiya, you're not chayiv kefil. If so, af shvua shlo shlachti boyad. The same thing when you make a shvua, that you were not shlech boyad, ki migla milsa, when we find out later, the shaloch boyad, that the shomer first used it for his own use, ptapater, be kefil. Could be spotted from kefil. This wouldn't be a cash on him. It's possible to say, like we're saying, that if you were shalech v'yad first, that makes you a kinyan in it, therefore you won't have to pay kefil. Boi rami machom. Momen ha-mechai voi kefil poitra min-ha-chaymish. Oi dilma shivua ha-mechai vosai kefil poitra min-ha-chaymish. What path is you for an-ha-chaymish? So Rashi says like this. Boi rami machom. Te-kaim alone, we learned before, Perak Meruba. Momen shein mishtalim barosh. Diika kefil b'hadei ein moisav chaymish. Any time when you have to pay back double, you don't have to pay back a chaymish. A chaymish is only when you pay back keren, then there's chaymish and a korban oshem. But in the case, even though you made a shvua sheker, usually by a shvua sheker, when you swore false by mumin, halacha is you have to pay back the keren, the exact money you swore false on, and you have to add a fifth and bring a korban oshem. Let's say there's a case you have to pay kefil also. When you have to pay back kefil, then you're potter from chaymish. Like in a case here, where you're tain tainas ganef, and you swear, and then edim come that you have it, you chayiv kefil. So in the case when you chayiv kefil, you're potter from paying back the chaymish. Now the question is, what frees you from the chaymish? Rashi says, l'yel namitinin in law, im yishabo edim hoida, if you admit yourself, mashanta shlomi kefil, v'yoshem, av chaymish loy, because when you pay more than the keren, you don't pay chaymish. Now the question is, man potle mechumsha, what part is you from the chaymish? Memoina, the fact you have to pay the extra kefil, ay shvua, or is it the shvua that's freeing you from the chaymish? Sumar says like this. Poitra min chaymish, ay do ma shvua mechayv osay kefil, poitra min chaymish. Hechi domi, kagoyin says like this, cases. Kagoyin she toin tainas ganif. You're a regular shomer, and you're a toin tainas ganif, that you say was stolen from you. V'nishba, and you swore that it was stolen from you. Then again, the owner comes back and says, are you sure? Didn't you get it back? You say, you know what? It was lost. And you swear about that. So you swore two shvuas.